Hello there, and welcome to In Your Own Kin. I'm your host, Charlotte. I'm a lover of great food, sometimes artist, sleep-in advocate, storyteller, mama, and postpartum professional in Naarm, Melbourne. Each week, I'll be chatting to families about their journey into parenthood, the grandest of adventures. Parenting is beautiful, messy, sparkly, hard work. You were never meant to do this alone. It's time to get comfy in your own kin. In Your Own Kin acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land where you are listening to today's episode. I pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and recognize that the telling of stories has happened here since time immemorial. In Your Own Kin is recorded by the Birrarung on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Sovereignty of these lands has not and is not ceded, and it remains stolen. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Hello there. I wanted to take an opportunity this week to just take a pause or take check and provide a few updates from my very own family, and also to invite you to carve some space to just sit and be, to reflect and to be still. It feels so wild to me that I recorded my first episode with Pete less than 6 months ago. Truly, so much has changed in that time, and I think that that really speaks to the nature of parenting. Everything changes so darn quickly. Just when you think you have your head around one stage, the next one arrives. I haven't actually gone back to listen to that episode, but I've been thinking about it a lot recently. It doesn't make me cringe. That isn't the right response. But there have definitely been times where I felt like a little bit of a fraud in that I ask families or guests on the show to share so much about their journey, and that episode doesn't necessarily feel like a record of how I'm feeling right now as a parent. So much has changed since then. The first episode was recorded just after Rue's first birthday, and for me, that time really marked a lifting of the haze of that first year of parenthood. Since that episode aired, my cycle has also returned, and holy heck, I have spoken at length about this with so many of my friends. I personally found the hormonal and emotional shift of my cycle returning far more challenging than those shifts that I experienced in early postpartum. So if you're currently navigating that right now, please know that you're not alone. It's a really tricky time. I'd love for you to slide on into my DM so we can have a bit of a conversation about that. I'd love to hear about how you're traveling. For me, the identity shift has really been huge in the last 6 months as well, and most specifically around work and the type of work that I want to be doing. I returned to work in December and I've since resigned, and the things that fill my cup outside of my home space are so much more clear to me now, and I've just felt such a shift in the type of work that drives me and brings me joy. I now parent a toddler. I breastfeed a toddler. I hold space for a toddler and the big emotions that they bring. I bear witness to this whole new being and a personality emerging and all of the joys of that, the sass, the fun, and also the really challenging meltdowns. I also think we have a whole lot of conversations about how that transition to parenthood brings a lot of relationship changes. For me, I have found those a lot more significant in the last 6 months, and I feel in many ways we expect parents to kind of just get on with life as it was pre-babe. Pete and I often have the conversation that for us, it isn't actually the parenting part that's the hard part. It's doing the parenting in the way that we want to, in a world that expects us to just kind of get on with the job, to still go to work, to still perform in the same way, to do everything. We've also moved house, so we are now based in the Yarra Ranges. And so we're at the part of the move now where it's all rosy and gorgeous. There were probably 6 weeks of complete shenanigans where there were just felt like everything was up in the air, and we had a toddler that was very committed to assisting us, didn't quite get the memo, was a whole lot bigger on unpacking boxes than packing boxes. So a lot of navigating that, and just the upheaval of moving your life. I know that's such a privilege, but my gosh, it's big work, right? Thank you so much to all of you that sent really gorgeous messages at that time and your top tips for moving. I loved all of them, so thank you. It's been so beautiful settling into a new community. That's something that we were really searching for, and we most definitely feel like we've made the right decision, so that's so gorgeous. I really want this space in Your Own Kin to be a space where we can talk about the joys and challenges of parenthood. And I know that it's impossible to have a perfect episode that perfectly captures all of someone's journey or experience. It just is impossible. This is such a moving feast, and it changes from moment to moment, and we are all growing just as rapidly as our babes. I'm going to record annual episodes so I can give you some updates on how we're tracking as a family. But some of these other conversations, the things that come up in the day-to-day, the week-to-week, the month-to-month, I'll do over on Instagram stories. So I would love to hear from you how you're tracking right now and what's front and center for you, so we can start a conversation there. For Kin, this is a really exciting week as my offerings are finally up on the website. Ooh, this has been a long time coming. The launch of these offerings feels like such a huge milestone. My original timeline for this was way back in January. Suffice to say, parenthood has taught me so much, including to be more kind and gentle on myself. This podcast, all of your gorgeous messages, and the amazing families that have trusted me with their stories have shaped my offerings so much. So thank you. Thank you for inviting me along on this ride with you. You can find all of my offerings over at kinbycharlotte.com and via the link in my bio on Instagram at kinbycharlotte. I offer in-home packages, online packages, and online planning sessions. Together, we can ensure that your transition to parenthood, the grandest of adventures, is as smooth as possible. To mark the release of these offerings, I'm offering $200 off each of my in-home packages and 10% off all of my online packages for any bookings made from today until the 31st of July this year. Be sure to head on over to the website to sign up for love letters from me and to check out these offerings. For those of us in the Southern Hemisphere, this week has marked winter solstice, and I've been having so many conversations with my own kinship network lately. And the common thread is this sense of collective exhaustion and the culmination of the last 18 months. This season of parenting, is big work, and it is emotionally and physically draining work, and not just in the grey moments. It's draining in the sparkly ones too. So if, like me, you're feeling just a little tired or a little flat or a tad meh, please know that it isn't because you're failing. It's because this is big and beautiful work. It feels hard because it is hard, not because you're not good at it. For me, the last few weeks have looked like a whole lot of hot chocolates, snuggling in with some wintry socks, and binge watching Below Deck. When you know, you know. We need to take the time for these quieter days, and we're better parents when we do it. Asking for help is hard. We have been so conditioned to believe that we have to do it all. Asking for help is hard at the best of times, but it's also a whole lot harder at the moment where we've got limited ability to kind of catch up with the people that make our heart sing, to just sit and chat over a cuppa. The lockdown dance, the seemingly ever-changing restrictions, make asking for help and reaching out even harder. Please know that you're not alone in feeling this way. Today, I want to share a space with you where we can go to ground, Winter is a time of rest and restoration, and in our hyper-productive world, taking the time to just be can feel luxurious. Rest isn't a luxury, it's a human necessity. I have really noticed that I was getting to the end of my days and that I hadn't even been able to tune into myself once. You know that feeling when you're just so busy and you get to the end of the day and you're like, heck, what actually happened today? You've eaten on the run, you've been rushing from one place to the next. It's that feeling when you pull into your driveway after driving from wherever the heck you've been and you actually can't remember the journey that you've taken. You're just on autopilot. So, let's take the time to pause and tune into ourselves, even if just for a moment. And this isn't a luxury. We need to do this because we simply cannot keep pouring from an empty cup. And so, in the spirit of that, I invite you to join me for a quick grounding exercise. I promise you have time for this. It's only going to take a few moments. Let's settle in. I invite you to head on outside into nature, and I want you to collect some leaves. You might like to collect some gum leaves. You might have some in your backyard, or you might be able to head to your local park to collect some. You might like to collect some herbs, perhaps rosemary or basil or thyme. You might like to collect some lavender from your garden or perhaps from a neighbor's garden or someone on your street. Just take a heap. A twig or a handful is plenty. You might like to pause now and go and do that and come back and join us in a sec. You might be alone right now. Or you might have your babe or babes with you. And if you do, I invite you to let them join you. You might like to set your babe up on a blanket beside you. You might like to invite your toddler to join in with you and collect their own leaves. Either way is okay, and there's no such thing as perfection when it comes to parenting. So even if this ends up with a bunch of leaves and a toddler laying on top of you, or with a toddler rubbing a handful of leaves in your face and trying to feed them to you, I'm looking at you, Rui Oak. It's all okay. You've still taken the time to slow down, to find light. And even if it turns to shit, hopefully you get to have a little giggle. You're going to carve out a couple of moments to just be. To be still, to tune into your senses, to rest, to refill your cup. On our property, we have a couple of gum tree, so I've just picked up a bunch from the ground, so I'm going to be using those. I invite you to find somewhere cozy. This might be in your bed, on your couch, you might be in front of your fireplace or heater, you might be in that gorgeous patch in your house that is warmed by the sun, you might choose to lay down or sit up. But whatever you choose, I invite you to make a little nest of cushions and blankets. Go and grab those now. And you're going to settle in to that cozy patch that you've found. You've got your leaves in your hand and your nest is set and you're going to get comfortable. If you are laying down, you might feel your back resting on the ground. If you are sitting, you might feel the ground underneath your bottom. Close your eyes. You might have lots of blankets and cushions all around you, and you might feel them wrapping you in a warm hug. Feel the leaves in your hands. The leaves are in your hands, and your hands might be in your lap or over your belly space. They might feel smooth. They might feel rough. They might have sharp edges and be a wee bit prickly. you may be able to smell them already. You might be able to smell them just as they are resting in your hands. You might like to hold the leaves a little tighter. Give them a little squeeze. You might like to roll the leaves in your fingers. You might like to fold some of the leaves on themselves, changing the shape and the form of the leaves. Perhaps you can smell the leaves now. Perhaps you can smell the leaves now even more than before. You might be able to hear the leaves rubbing or snapping. You might be able to hear the leaves rustling as you roll them in your hands. What do your leaves sound like? You might like to take a few deep breaths, noticing how these breaths feel. What do your leaves smell like? I invite you to be still and take the deepest breaths you have taken today. Take your attention back to the leaves in your hands. You might like to take your hands from your lap or your belly space where they've been resting and move them up towards your face. Notice the smell of your leaves. This smell might remind you of another time or another place. This smell might be attached to a memory. Let the memory come and pass. Hello there, memory. You might like to rub your hands together now, closer to your face. Notice how your leaves sound. Notice if there is any warmth in your hands. Notice how the leaves might have changed. Very slowly, you're going to open your eyes. And and come back into the space that you've built your nest. You might like to wiggle your toes. You might like to take notice of your surroundings, the smells, the sounds, the way the light is falling. Take a look now. Take a look at the leaves in your hands. Have they changed at all? Do they look or feel different? I invite you to place your leaves on the ground and bring your hands up to your face. You might like to rub your hands together to bring warmth and energy. Notice the oils from the leaves on your hands. You might be able to smell these as you rub your hands together, getting warmer and warmer. You might like to take a few more breaths. You might like to stretch out for a little bit. Stretch your legs and your neck out. You might like to go and grab a cup of tea or a big glass of water. You might like to head outside and feel the warmth of the sun on your face or the refreshing blast of cool air. Whatever you feel like doing now, I invite you to do that. And I hope that the rest of your day feels a little gentler and a little slower. I hope that you are feeling a little more grounded. You are doing a freaking great job. I have some really gorgeous guests joining us in the coming weeks, and I really can't wait to share their stories with you soon. I'd love to hear from you in the meantime, so slide on into my DMs and let me know how you're tracking. Can't wait to chat next week. Go gently. It is such a joy to share these stories with you each week. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone in your very own kin. You can see all of the gorgeous images of the families that join me each week and get the latest news from Kin on Instagram @KinByCharlotte. I can't wait to chat with you next week.